Unit 3. Identifying False Information. Reading. When the internet and search engines like Google first came into wide use, it seemed like a dream come true. Anyone with a laptop or a smartphone could quickly find answers to almost any question. Now, with artificial intelligence, AI, and ChatGPT, we have access to more information and even explanations of reasoning. But we should not forget that information may not always be accurate. We are now faced with learning how to detect and defend against misinformation, which is false or inaccurate. It is called disinformation when it is not simply false,but is intended to make people believe something that is not true. We can call it propaganda, especially if it is issued by a government or the media. Teaching children to detect misinformation is an essential part of media literacy, and teachers in Finland provide a good example. One method is to assign students to edit their own videos and photos to show how easy it is to manipulate visual information. They have found edited videos on platforms that completely change the background, people's faces, and the words they appear to say. Another is to have students search words like vaccination,and consider how search algorithms work. They discuss why the first results may not always be the most reliable. Top results may be popular because they are entertaining, forceful, or promoted, but they may be completely inaccurate. If a viewer believes this misinformation, it can lead to making decisions that are risky for health,misleading for politics, or cruel to certain individuals or groups.